Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There are some chores that are a complete waste of time, but you feel like you have to do them anyway. What are they? 1-800-330-9999.
You know what? I mean, life has just been busy in my household over the last few weeks. We had a friend getting married. We were traveling. This weekend is my wife's birthday. We've got family coming over Friday night. And she says to me last night, she goes, you know, it's cleaning week. And we split the chores when we do the cleaning. So this involves, like, you know, quite a bit. And I said to her, wouldn't it be better if we just cleaned one time really, really, really good and then stopped moving?
That was the plan?
That was the plan.
You were just going to...
Because it's a waste of time when you're doing it every 5-6 days where everything has to be scrubbed. Everything has to be cleaned again.
You have to live in your house.
I mean, just move slower. Oh, all right, gosh. Make less of a mess. I'll tell you what else is a complete waste of time.
What?
You know, things that are warming up in my area, my community, straightening up outside. I don't want to straighten up outside anymore.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
I just want to go outside, and when I want to sit on something, I just want to sit on it, and that's it.
I'm looking over at this list of the most pointless house chores we shouldn't waste our time on. Coming in, number 3, polishing wooden furniture often. And
see?
It makes me laugh because my family is obsessed with pledge, and I remember my grandmother, Nonna, she would pledge the wood floors. And we would walk into our house and immediately fall. It was crazy, you know?
I mean, listen, pledge had its time, all right? And I feel like...
Oh, it still has its time in my house. It sure does.
Wow.
I
can't remember the last time I saw a can of pledge.
Number 2, washing a cast iron. Yeah, but how are you going to cook in it? That's nasty if you don't wash
the skillet, it's supposed to be the flavor, right? The funk that's on it is the flavor.
Ironing your curtains before the holidays. I do that. I wash and iron the curtains before the holidays.
Do
I don't know who notices. Who notices?
My wife had me iron a sheet for a day bed the other day. I mean, there are literally 16 pillows, something like that, on top of this day bed. And my mom was coming over and sleeping on it that night. So, like, house sitting, like, what are we doing here?
Brianna, what is a pointless house chore that you do anyway?
Dusting the baseboards.
Oh, gosh. You got to bend over. You got to get down there. Do you just use, like, the Swiffer, or do you get down there with, like, the Clorox wipes?
Oh, no. I Swiffer it.
Yeah.
Bending over is, like, for the young.
No, I Clorox wipe them.
You're crazy.
Something about it. They get so nasty, and for some reason, there's always splash stuff on them. I need them to shine, and I hate doing it, but there's something about it.
My wife will magic eraser the stairs. She did every one of the back of the stairs, and I'm like, why did we paint the backs of the stairs white? Why did we do that?
Producer Sean, I feel like you're a neat freak, right?
No.
Is there any chores that you think are pointless? I'm sure there's a bunch that you do.
Yeah. I got to say, though, I think doing laundry, I at least do 1 to 2 loads of laundry a day, and it drives me insane with how much laundry I have to do in an entire week.
Well, I mean, it's not pointless, though. You need that. The thing, though, you have the baby with Booker, is that the clothes is so small. Like, when I have a towel, like, when I open up the dryer and it's towels, I'm like, high five, everybody!
Right, it's a full load.
It's like 5 seconds to fold the towels, but when you open that and it's all the baby's clothes and it's 700,000 pair of socks and onesies, you're like, oh, this is going to be the next 6 hours of my life.
It feels pointless because I feel like I'm never done doing laundry.
Right.
You know, it's just like it's someone's personal underworld.
Game. They're watching you. Right.
1-800-330-9999. What's a house chore that is completely pointless, but you got to do it anyway? Some chores, even though you can't stand them, you have to do them anyway, even if you think they're a complete waste of time. What are they? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Carol, what chore is a waste of time?
Making your bed. No one goes in my bedroom. I don't know why it bothers me, but I always have to go back and make my bed.
My husband and I are polar opposites on this, because it doesn't bother me so much if I don't make the bed. Like, I just crawl right back in. But he's one of those people that he cannot leave the house if that bed is not made.
I mean, we can't leave the room. So I'll leave the room briefly in the morning, like to take the boys out. And my wife will be like, you didn't make the bed. Like, and certain days when it's just me, I have to make the bed right away. No matter what, even though I know nobody's going to be on it, if I come back into it later that day and I never made it, I feel like it's dirtier. I don't know why.
Well, because
yeah,
the dust,
I think so.
Wasn't it?
Dust, just something gets in there. I don't know.
I feel like it's dirtier. Like I can find anything in there. A snack, cheeseburger, rodent. I don't know. Hey, Star, tell us, what is a chore, something that you have to do, a task that is a complete waste of time?
Okay. I work in a memory center.
Okay.
It's not so much at home, but I do it at home too. I don't know why. But I get on my hands and knees with a cloth. And I wash down the edge. Once I mop the floor, I have to wash all the ways around, like the edge of the wall.
The trim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's in my head. I have to do that. That and doorknobs.
Oh, the doorknobs.
I think if someone touches it and they have something, or they wipe their nose, or they cough on their hands, I get this in my head.
I mean, fair enough. That's disgusting.
Well, right. But right. I mean, the truth of the matter is that you can wipe down the handle, but eventually, within seconds, somebody will still touch the handle
right.
again.
Right. The next person that touches it is filthy.
I keep repeating myself. I just do it and do it. And people are like, I think you just did that. I go, I didn't do it good enough.
Antonio, what's the chore that you hate? You think it's a complete waste of time?
Cleaning the shower.
Scrubbing the shower is one thing. So, you know, it's the time now of all the spray and leave it. You spray it on, you spray it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that's not really all that clean. It doesn't feel clean enough, right? So you still end up scrubbing it.
Antonio, when you wash the shower, when you clean your shower, are you in the shower, like taking a shower at the same time?
Good question.
Or are you clothed?
Yeah, I do it while I'm taking a shower.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just do two things, like, what are we, yeah.
What if
I'm gonna get wet anyway?
Yeah, but what if the bleach splashes on you places that they should not splash?
I'd wash it off real quick.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. He just, you know, throws himself at the mercy of the water to back him up at that point. I mean, you're gonna ruin a pair of shorts anyways, right? So you might as well get in there. The bleach is flying, everything's going. Your skin can handle more of it than your gym shorts can.
You wash your shower, Raven or Alicia?
I wash the shower plenty of times. I didn't do it this last time, but I have been cleaning the house quite a bit. We split the duties. I don't do the dusting. I hate dusting.
Do you do it clothed or do you do it when you're showering?
Oh, no. I do it near buff or buff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
And it's the last thing I do. So I've cleaned all the other parts of the house. So now I'm the messiest, most disgusting that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
Time to do it.
Yeah.
That's the time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.